The number of fuel pumps in the nation that offer higher ethanol blends will more than double thanks to an investment announced Wednesday in Florida by Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack under the Biofuel Infrastructure Partnership.
By funding $100 million, combining with $120 million of commitments from the industry, it's a $220 million set of commitments. It's going to result in nearly 5,000 new systems available across the United States. State of Florida, big participant in this. One of the 21 states, Florida basically has matched the nearly $16 million from USDA with $22 million of industry resources. That's going to create almost 900 new systems, dispensing systems, nearly 100 tanks. It's going to make E15, E85 more readily available here in the state of Florida.
Besides Florida, 20 other states will benefit from the funding, thanks to the partnership provided by ProTech Fuel, according to Vice President of Operations and Business Development, Steve Walk.
ProTech was one of the key partners, not only in the state of Florida, but other states like Texas, Ohio, Minnesota, up and down the East Coast, of developing and opening more ethanol blended stations for E85 and E15. And we've been fortunate to team up with some key retailers in those respective states to transition them from being able to offer additional fuels to the consumers. This announcement today and this day was real special because now it's finally official where the funds have been dispersed or will be dispersed to each respective states. Projects can start, and they're going to be done by the end of December next year. So the fuel industry is really going to change between now and the next 12 months.
Vilsack noted that getting more higher ethanol blends available in the marketplace benefits consumers.
Well, the benefit is choice. The reality is that there have been a number of studies that show that with a healthy biofuel industry, consumers will actually pay less at the pump than they would otherwise pay. And the proof of that is on the board there, E10 at $199, E85 at $159. There's a real opportunity and incentive for folks to basically purchase the higher blends. So it's a cost savings. And that if that compares to regular gas, I'm sure the regular gas cost is even greater. Having this biofuel choice creates competition. Competition usually leads to consumers paying less for something, and at the same time, their jobs, more stable farm prices, and less reliance on foreign oil and cleaner air. I mean, what's not to like about that combination?
The announcement Wednesday was made at a Citgo station in Kissimmee, Florida. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.